Blog Talk Radio.
Attention, all ladies, please report to the dance floor. If you're bow-legged, not needed, pigeon-toed, we still need to see you. Jake Crease, tell him how I feel about him.
Get me high, I get so emotional, please don't make me cry. Just pop one of these in and away we fly. Now I'ma be loving you till the day I die, and that's no lie. You walk like you got good pussy. Shoot that ass up, could you make it talk to me? And if you would, move it side to side just a little. Break it down, bring it up, that's how you do it. Hey, you walk like you got good pussy. Shoot that ass up, could you make it talk to me? And if you would, move it side to side just a little. Break it down, bring it up, that's how you do it.
I need a broad, real dad, sweet attitude. Toes in the nail, done that, sit up on the bar stools. I see you got your people to which I respect that. They go my number anyway, you gon' get back. I know you like it from the back. Yep, got them chinky eyes with them track runner thighs. I like the way you do it, you don't worry about nothing. Take it down, bring it up, do a little something.
You walk like you got good pussy. Shoot that ass up, could you make it talk to me? And if you would, move it side to side just a little. Break it down, bring it up, that's how you do it. Hey, you walk like you got good pussy. Shoot that ass up, could you make it talk to me? And if you would, move it side to side just a little. Break it down, bring it up, that's how you do it.
You fine and you know it. Walking off to move me like you knew it. Booty so curved like it got scoliosis. Take your time with it, let me see it slow motion. Let me see it slow motion. I'm talking about you, the way you do it. I know you like to ride it. Up and down on it like you got hydraulics. Make the dope boys wanna spend a few dollars. Let you hold the key to the Chevy Impala. Been a few corners with your girls gon' shop it. All in the mall, everybody trying to holler. Your money ain't right, she ain't trying to be bothered. Hey, now you got problems.
Round and around and around we go. Shake the money maker, let me see you get low. You got good foot to go, don't let it show. You need some wood love, shorty, you can let me know. Round and around and around we go. Shake the money maker, let me see you get low. You got good foot to go, don't let it show. You need some wood love, shorty, you can let me know.
Shoot that ass up, could you make it talk to me? And if you would, move it side to side just a little. Break it down, bring it up, that's how you do it.
Hey, you walk like you got good pussy. Shoot that ass up, could you make it talk to me? And if you would, move it side to side just a little. Break it down, bring it up, that's how you do it. How the hell did I get this way? Shook, shorty got me hooked like a fish on bait, a kiss on cake. Hard as it may be to believe, silly me. Good puss got me B-L-I-D-N-D. Been a night, I couldn't fall asleep after the club. Cause I hear your body calling me, wanting to thug. I make sure to give you all of me. Think I'm in love, I'm addicted and it bothers me. More like a drug, cause she takes me high. I get so emotional, please don't make me cry. Just pop one of these in and away we fly. Now I'ma be loving you till that day I die, and that's no lie. You walk like you got good pussy. Shoot that ass up, could you make it talk to me? And if you would, move it side to side just a little. Break it down, bring it up, that's how you do it. Hey, you walk like you got good pussy. Shoot that ass up, could you make it talk to me? And if you would, move it side to side just a little. Break it down, bring it up, that's how you do it.
Against each other, more than all we had to each other. Racism and each crime in the barrel. All of the crime in the barrel. Being black or white is not a crime. The problem is the thought of your mind. So clean up your mind and live right. Scrubbing a barrel. Oh, bad man. Don't want me to survive. Scrubbing a barrel. You take another human life just to eat your meal. How do you feel when you eat your meal from the blood of destruction? How do you sleep? Drink from the blood of corruption. Robbing a barrel, so bad man. It's not about politics, all about the people in the community. All because of ignorance, they are suffering from crime and poverty. Robbing a barrel,
I'm mad at me. I'm ready.
This your boy F1 Diamond, and I am the pastor of the Trap House. Live from that Memphis, Tennessee, I'm riding with Tampa's most unbiased DJs. DJ Fight the Power and DJ Party Time. Now roll like with Wrecking the Game Entertainment or just get rolled over.
Yes, sir.
Trap House Exit. Let's go.
Trap House Exit.
Pastor of the Trap House. Trap House. Pastor of the Trap House.
Trap House.
I ain't stuck in church, howling about no love talk. I'm down in that ghetto preaching where they crippin' blood walk. Tell them about that new heaven that Jesus red blood bought. Tell them what they set down, we've been set apart. I be about my daddy business, man, this ain't no upstart. But I hear that church talk, and sometimes they knock our method. They claim I'm out here shining light where it's not reflective. I told them David for Goliath with an awkward weapon. I'm trying to work to sleep and giant up, he's narcoleptic. The truth be told, you let him tell it, he is non-receptive. Man, to that old church dance, but he might two-step it. So in my attempts to reach him, I just might two-step it. Yeah, so I will not let them retard my effort. I pray to God that he recharge my effort. Yeah, so I will not let them retard my effort. I'm F1 Diamond, now welcome to the Trap House Exit.
Pastor of the Trap House. Trap House. Pastor of the Trap House. Trap House. Pastor of the Trap House. Trap House. Trap House. Pastor of the Trap House.
Yeah, I'm preaching where they trapping at. I'm slinging that word out in the ghetto where they bag and crack. I'm a good politician on my mission, bring them back. Yeah, gotta go.
Go get them, bring them back.
I reach them where they bleeding at. Teach them where they leaking at. Pastor of the Trap, stand them up where they leaning at. Point them in the right direction, show them where they meaning at. Point them in the right direction, show them where they cleaning at. Got the hood on my back, friend trying to bring them back. Pastor of the Trap, yeah, go get them, bring them back. Pastor of the Trap, gotta go get them, bring them back. Handling my mandate.
Pastor of the Trap House. Trap House. Pastor of the Trap House. Trap House. Pastor of the Trap House. Trap House. Trap House. Pastor of the Trap House.
I'd like to speak to Ms. Tinkle. First name, Ivana.
Ivana Tinkle. Just a sec. Ivana Tinkle. All right, everybody, put down your glasses. Ivana Tinkle.
Nigga, back the fuck up. Get your head bust when you act the fuck up. Nigga, I'm drunk. Back the back up. Sit that hypnotic. Nigga, try me. I'ma catch me a body. Back the fuck up. Get your head bust when you act the fuck up. Nigga, I'm drunk. Back the back up. Sit that hypnotic. Nigga, try me. I'ma catch me a body. What up, blood? I'm way in the back with a cup of that yak. I don't dance and lean back. All I do is roll the blood and tote the gat. Blast it quick. If a nigga woke the neck, the snow is back. Flip rounds like crack. Two twin nines that'll blow out your back. So back the
fuck up. Get your head brushed when you act the fuck up. Where I'm from, niggas won't do nothing to a snitch. But he gonna put his hands on the bitch, and that ain't no rider. Fucked up when them holler points get inside you. Drop that ass off when no one can find you. Tie a nigga up, throw his ass in the trunk. Gonna find his own boys, then blast nigga dunk. Back niggas up for Wild West Tampa. Throw your hands up for the new ghetto camp. Nigga, back the fuck up. Get your head brushed when you act the fuck up. Nigga, I'm drunk. Back to back up, sit out hypnotic. Nigga, try me, I'ma catch me a body. Back the fuck up, get your head bust when you act the fuck up. Nigga, I'm drunk. Back to back up, sit out hypnotic. Nigga, try me, I'ma catch me a body.
Take back the fuck up and give a nigga space. Before I cut this 40 cows like a pillar, nigga, play. I'm a real OG, nigga, don't back me. I'm a goonie, ain't nothing hold back me. I'm back money, get it from the muzzle on the scroll. Says me, I'm a pop up, busting on your scroll, nigga. Yappers don't get crazy. I ain't got a mall, I was born in the 80s. The block is what made me, I can't a nigga blame me. Straight thug, nigga, homie, ain't shit gravy. All black nigga with a pocket full of keys, y'all profit. Company not booming, I'm a beast name. Ranging in the streets, got ghetto fame. Got straight street money, I'll love my chain. Hey, so I'ma act the fuck up. You push ass niggas better bite the fuck up.
Fuck up, get your head brushed when you act the fuck up. Nigga, I'm drunk. Back to back up, sit out hypnotic. Nigga, try me, I'ma catch me a body. Back the fuck up, get your head brushed when you act the fuck up. Nigga, I'm drunk. Back to back up, sit out hypnotic. Nigga, try me, I'ma catch me a body.
Yeah, you know I'm juiced, let the boy get loose. Walk up a nigga head like duck, duck, goose. Let me get my strap in, you know I'm trapping. They won't bust shit, they just heavy capping. Yeah, me, I'm that deal. I'm on heavy deals. Leave a nigga with more Miss Games than Grant Hill. Chopping on home dudes, hoes. They hot wheels. Look, because she eat mean dick, she throw real. Yeah, we love them guys. Fuck us all, don't mind. I told y'all before, I got Fetty on my mind. Team right, that nigga G-type. We locked in, get money. OEB status, we pop in, let's get red, nigga. I got me a shoddy. A nigga try me, I'ma catch me a body. I mean that there. Put the good in the air, cause we can do this. We foolish, we there.
Nigga, back the fuck up. Get your head brushed when you act the fuck up. Nigga, I'm drunk.
Yeah.
Back to back up, sit out hypnotic.
Yeah.
Nigga, try me, I'ma catch me a body.
Yeah.
Back the fuck up. Get your head brushed.
Yeah,
act the fuck up, nigga, I'm drunk.
Yeah.
Back to back up, sit that hypnotic.
Yeah.
Nigga, try me, I'ma catch me a body.
Girl, you better back up, I'll beat you bloody. And I got my dry boys for your buddies. Got a unit on your face like you wanna fight me. Oh, what you wanna do, don't make me climb up my shoes. Nah, I ain't too cute, damn right, I wallace. You better shut up, catch your ass with the bottle. Got a battery, charge, I'm finna catch another. Make your ass wanna get your soothing brother. That's all I'm about to say, nah, I ain't never scared. Messing around with Charlie, if I ain't dead. I'm up in the club trying to have a good time. Then I hit the spot to beat the silly whole gang. I feel like a trap, and I'm bothering nobody. Now look, they got a bear in your body. Your mama at the funeral, crying what you do to her. Dressing all black, and I tell you I'm dry.
Fuck up, get your head brushed when you act the fuck up. Nigga, I'm drunk. Back to back up, sit out hypnotic. Nigga, try me, I'ma catch me a body. Back the fuck up, get your head brushed when you act the fuck up. Nigga, I'm drunk. Back to back up, sit out hypnotic. Nigga, try me, I'ma catch me a body.
This hating on me. Why you hating on me? I ain't doing nothing. I ain't doing. I'm just doing it better than you. Thicker than you. Better than this. My good shit pose. Don't hate on us.
I made it rain.
Vinny, I think we got one on this one, man.
I made it rain.
Make it rain.
What?
Woo. And I bet that I can do whatever you want me to.
Hell
right. Ooh, she can be my shawty. She said she feel like
It's on the ringtone. I told little mama I'm about to take her home. And if I didn't mention, we riding on foes. And everybody knows y'all they coming from the go. Whoa, Benny on the beach, we murking these streets. All and don't you try to sneak me, I got my head out. Now get your ass on the dance floor.
Welcome to a new way to communicate. A new source of news, information, and computer software. Introducing American Online.
Hey, with American Online, I can just point and click. Oh, wait.
With American Online, you can send and receive email, even across the internet.
Hey, I've got email. Okay, I open the mailbox. No, that's not it. Maybe I... No. Damn.
American Online puts you in touch with information resources all across the country.
How do you get this thing... Open! Open! Application in use? What application? I can't even start any applications!
Call now for your free trial. You'll get free software and 10 hours of free online time your first month, which you can spend trying to figure out how to open your even online. It's knowledge. It's power.
It sucks!
How you doing?
How you doing, Miss Nice Long Hair? Don't mind me, I like to stare. Just thinking what I could do to you. One-on-one, girl, you'd be through. Lying in the bed, just full steam. Had you thinking that this was a dream. Don't worry, it's not a scheme. I just want to get you in a hot sex scene. She wants to lick it up and down. Mr. Bone just going downtown. Wild riding me all damn day. Hot sex from Saturday to Sunday. You know that Sunday moaning. She won't forget the last of a moaning. Gotta give her one last little spell to make sure you rock them bells. Baby girl just got it so good. Making her fall in love with a hood. Adding her number to my phone. Hitting her up when I'm home alone.
Baby, let's get sexual. Make your dreams reality. Let's do them things. Freaky things. Anything you telling me. I wanna see you bearing all. Don't be scared, girl. Drop them draws. The night is young. Let's get together and have a ball. Damn, look how she moves. Body of a goddess, what a dude. All I wanna do is get it on with you. Let's leave the club and get sexual. Different location every night. Any position that you like. Rough, soft, slow, fast. Pulling on your hair while I'm slapping your ass. And doing the things that you wanna do. All you gotta do is get that bruise. Girl, I'm the truth. Your man's so fake. If he blinks his eyes, you're the one I'ma take. Call me George, I'll call you Chains. Jungle, ride my fame. Me and your man are not the same. You're coming home with me cause I got more game. Please you, please you, show you what it is. I don't give a damn if you got you. Leaving with your man cause you make plans to come with me to a different land. Baby, let's get sexual. Make your dreams reality. Let's do them things, freaky things. Anything you telling me. I wanna see you bearing on. Don't be scared, girl, drop them draws. The night is young, we can do what you want. Let's get together and have a
sex ain't none to me. If you're a bitch, I'm fuck off your fleas. That ain't none but the G and me. Handling business so drastically. Jamming it so you can get it all. Let me do the work so you can have a ball. Your legs a little shaky, I hope you don't fall. Man, it's coming down like Niagara Falls. She wants it from behind. This bone is touching her spine. Baby girl don't understand. She swears to God I'm Superman. It's just my power from the hood. To make sure your handle's good. I'll never leave you in disgrace, and I put that on the angels that clog my face. I'm just a one-night stand. I never ever could be your man. You just got served by Goofy Bone. My job is done, now where's the next one?
Baby, let's get sexual. Make your dreams reality. Let's do them things, freaky things. Anything you telling me. I wanna see you bearing all. Don't be
papi, eres lo mejor en mi vida. Ay, papi, Dios te ha bendecido con una gran pasión. Ay, papi, me hace explotar en cada de mí. Ay, papi, ¿por qué no me haces tu mujer por ahora? Ay,
baby, let's get sexual. Make your dreams reality. Let's do them things, freaky things. Anything you telling me, I wanna see you bearing on. Don't be scared, girl, drop them draws. The night is young, we can do what you want. Let's get together and have a ball.
Have a ball.
Hey, just a sec, I'll check. Amanda Huggenkiss? Hey, I'm looking for Amanda Huggenkiss. Why can't I find Amanda Huggenkiss?
Maybe your standards are too high.
Little SOB. Why ever?
Welcome to a new way to communicate. A new source of news, information, and computer software. Introducing American Online.
Hey, with American Online, I can just point and click.
Oh, wait.
With American Online, you can send and receive email, even across the internet.
Hey, I've got email. Okay, I open the mailbox. No, that's not it. No. Damn.
American Online puts you in touch with information resources all across the country.
How do you get this thing open? Open! Application in use? What application? I can't even start any applications.
Call now for your free trial. You'll get free software and 10 hours of free online time your first month, which you can spend trying to figure out how to open your even online. It's knowledge. It's power.
It sucks!
Kitty cat, here, kitty, kitty, here, kitty, kitty, and like, woo, woo, coming from the back, all the big dogs wanna love pizza that. There you go, touch your toes, here, kitty cat, here, kitty, kitty, here, kitty, kitty, and like, woo, woo, coming from the back, all the big dogs wanna love pizza that.
Speaking my words, I just said a verb. I think it's salad superb. And every time he look me. He make me feel like, ooh, he must be a luxury for him to be around me. I like the way you kick your game. Baby, you the king. Yeah, you the false man. Keep doing your thing.
Got a mean swag. Yeah, I like your swag. Ooh, he got a mean swag. Yeah, I like your swag. Ooh, he got a mean swag. Yeah, I like your swag. Ooh, he got a mean swag. Yeah, I like your swag. Yeah, he get it. He built houses. He stay shining like a precious diamond. Yeah, he got a mean swag. He got long hair. He drive big wheels sitting on the black and blue. Yeah, he get it. He built houses. He stay shining like a precious diamond. Yeah, he got a mean swag. He got long hair. He drive big wheels sitting on the black and blue.
Yeah, how tough stuff. Oh, what street guy. Cause pretty soon, police gonna rip that bag out. What a girl supposed to do? You wanna shine, stand new. Even got them bounty hunters looking out for you. And oh, you came from home. Police even tapped the phone. I wish they leave him alone. But I don't want no drama. Cause what you do is coming back double karma. No, I ain't got no time to be coming to your court date. You locked up, you even missed that son's birthday. You always in the street, I living with your homeboy. You don't hardly spend no time. All you want is going grind. But I want a real man, gon' respect my mind.
Yeah, he get it. He built houses. He stays shining like a precious diamond. Got a mean swag, he got long hair. He drive big wheels, sitting on the platinum grill. Yeah, he get it, he built houses. He stay shining like a precious diamond. Daddy got a mean swag, he got long hair. He drive big wheels, sitting on the platinum grill.
Got a mean swag, yeah, I like his swag. Ooh, he got a mean swag. Yeah, I like his swag. Ooh, he got a mean swag. Yeah, I like his swag. Ooh, he got a mean swag. Yeah, I like his swag.
Dun, 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 dun. It's a hard-ass beat right there. You already know what time it is, man. It's your boy DJ Smell So Good in the building. You know what I'm saying? To go ahead and get some music out the way real quick. Because, you know, get caught up in it talking sometimes. And on this early bird schedule, man, because, you know, tomorrow's conversation is talking about the Las Vegas, Nevada trip that we're trying to do. I ain't saying trying, that we are planning to do November 5th through the 9th. There's been a fuck-ass rumor talking about this shit has been rescheduled, canceled. Man, fuck that. Some of the bitches can't make it, then make it on the next one. You know what I'm saying? Whoever can make it needs to be there so we can at least start this shit off. If we don't start it off now, that bitch will never start off. You know what I'm saying? So we got to go ahead and you know, at least get it crunk. So that's what we're trying to do today. You know what I'm saying? I needed Nettie to come through so I can get some direct quotes and prices from her through hotels.com, you know, because we need the hotel prices and all that, which I believe we're going to be discussing that on Goofy Show tomorrow. And but then also, you know what I'm saying, we need to have some kind of activities, you know what I'm saying? I mean, to come down there, I'm pretty sure, yeah, you can find something to get into, but as a excuse me, as a group, you know what I'm saying, what can we do? So that is the plans, you know what I'm saying? That's what we're working on. And that's really the focus of the day, just so we can come up with some different activities. I don't know shit about Vegas, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to look up some info, but I don't know shit about Vegas. And you know, I can only go off of the little fun shits that you read, you know what I'm saying? But not, I don't really know nothing about Las Vegas itself. But I'll tell you what, let's look up Las Vegas real quick. And let's see what it pulls up, people. How about that? Let's see what it pulls up for Las Vegas packages. Book now for Las Packages. Strip. It's hotel fun, not fancy. Let's see how much a package is running. Let's see how much a package runs. Stay for 3 nights at Excalibur and get 2 free breakfast buffets. 2-for-1 tickets to the Tournament of Kings dinner show. 23. You know, all this stay and play offer includes $25 dining credit. You know, you got the girls getaway package, the boys night out package, which is $50 beverage credit at Octane Bar, $50 in Party Pit gaming chips for only $40, $10 off tickets to Fantasy Adult Dance Review at Neck. Yeah, I don't care about none of that shit. Free VIP to Cat House. I ain't trying to go see no fucking hoes. There's going to be plenty of motherfucking women. You know what I'm saying? Let's see. Yeah, man, they got this. Is this ain't what the fuck I'm looking for. This is some other shit. It's a travel agency. They just want to book. Gotta book you. I ain't trying to look at that shit. Yeah, there you go. Speaking of the, how did I do that? Thank you, Lord. That is so crazy. You must have been reading me like telepathically because I just said 2 seconds ago, damn, I needed Netty Net here so I can get some kind of price quotes. That is too crazy. Shouts out to Netty Net, representing hotels.com, Expedia.com. I guess that's what we're going to be using tomorrow to look up our travel pay, our travel itineraries and stuff. Yeah. So, Net, if you can, woman, I need you to call in. Woman, today is your day. This is all about you today. Itineraries and planning, yeah, I'm pretty sure you can handle all that. Anybody else want to call in? If you done been to Vegas, if you've been to Vegas before, you got some, you know what I'm saying, you want to call in and be like, hey, man, I haven't been to Vegas. Don't do this, don't do that, or do this, do that. You know what I'm saying? Call in. It's 347-237-5125. That's always, you know what I'm saying? From any mobile phone, iPod, touch, whatever the hell. You know, that's what it do. And what we're trying to do is just get some activities. That's all we looking for. We need some activities when we get to Vegas. So we just don't run up into the motherfucking gambling houses and shit and everybody be living in cardboard boxes or living in IB or K and Kareem house and shit because we broke it in a motherfucking can't get back home. So, you know, that's what we need to do. I know Expedia and Hotels.com don't plan activities. So, I mean, that's why we really can't use them for that. We can pretty much only use them for travel, getting travel itineraries and stuff like that. So that's really why that's the info that I need. You know what I'm saying? And, yeah. So it is going down November 5th through the 9th. Right now we got Australia, Florida, California, Texas, of course Las Vegas, all interested in going, you know what I'm saying? And I'm all saying that everybody's going to be there. And so it's what we're just trying to do is just get proper planning, man. I mean, you know, we need to do this. It's something very important. And just as far as us as hosts to show the real power and the power of networking that we can actually get accomplished, if we all put our heads together and go through with it, no, you're not going to always have a million motherfucking people, you know what I'm saying, when that you was looking for. You know, sometimes you only might have 100,000, but as long as somebody at that motherfucker, you know what I'm saying, as long as one bitch is there, that's a party. And that's how I look at it, you know what I'm saying? So as long as I fucking show up and I know he going to be there, so fuck it, you know what I'm saying? It's going to be a IB birthday on November 9th. You know what I'm saying? At the end of the extravaganza. And, yeah, that's what we definitely going to be trying to do. You know what I'm saying? And have a good time. You know what I'm saying? So, you know.
That's an awesome fucking story, kid.
Oh, thank you, brother. Thank you. Yeah, so got to get into one. I was going to get into that exclusive. The Britney Spears exclusive. You know what I'm saying? I'm on record breaking. Harry Spears called me again. You know what I'm saying? He was like, man, I hear you've been banging it. You know what I'm saying? It's been taking off to the poop charts. You know what I'm saying? You know, that's a new charts that he got, the poop charts. You know what I'm saying? Everywhere motherfucking music belong on the poop charts, goddammit. So, yeah. We got Nettie in the building, but she quiet in a mofo. We're going to see if she's going to call in and holler at us, y'all. But 347-237-5125 is the number to dial. And coming up in 13 minutes, I will be reading the motherfucking news of the day. Huh? Yeah. What the
f- Oh, drat these computers. They're so naughty and so complex. I could pinch them.
You know what I'm saying? For real, man, because... I see BTR trying to tighten up on the switchboard and everything. It's going a little bit smoother. I'm not going, you know what I'm saying? I'm not going to sit here and be old, you know, like the motherfuckers, you know. Yeah, well, now I got
lying, piece of sack of shit,
slut, trash can, scummiest, dirtbag, bitch!
You know what I'm saying? Because, BTR, boy, y'all like this here. Y'all like this. This is what BTR is. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes these fuck-ups, you know.
God damn. You got to be a stupid motherfucker to get fired on your day off.
You know what I'm saying? It just make it be like, you know, just make you want to yell out to John or somebody like,
fuck him! He's an asshole!
Tighten this damn switch up, man. The bitch refreshes a million fucking times. I press the button and it's like a 2-second delay. Like, I'm listening to myself on the phone and shit. Like, what the fuck is that? But, yeah, it's all good. So don't forget, y'all, it is coming up. And I do got my new company opening up 3009. I keep trying to spray this commercial, y'all, so y'all can hurry up and get y'all send in your money so you can get y'all you can eat shrimp. You know what I'm saying? This is how it's going down, y'all. I'm making the proposal right now.
How would you like to go into the shrimping business with me? Man, I tell you what, I got it all figured out, too. So many pounds of shrimp pay off the boat. So many pounds for gas. We can just live right on the boat. We ain't got to pay no rent. I'll be the captain. We can just work it together, split everything right down the middle. Man, I'm telling you, 50-50. And hey, all the shrimp you can eat.
All the shrimp you can eat. And you know why? Because most of them ladies just want to give me love, man. But, I give them a free shrimp. Shouts out my nigga Banshee, man. Here we go. Doing a real bit. It's Wrecking the Game Radio. Time to plan some activities Thursday.
Yeah.
Now get loose.
Champagne shots of Patron. Hold up your cup, pour up your drink. The dance so packed, yeah, I'ma do my thing. Got the party rockin' insane. Doubles and go-getters all ready to pay. Tools in the crowd, lights on deck. Mouth full of gold, teeth chains on their neck. Everybody rockin', everybody groovin'. Doin' their two-step, doin' what they doin'. I take it to the flow, have a good time. Speedy, we strong, came to get down. It's a party, y'all, me time.
Ask us to check out the TripAdvisor. We're going to try to, I don't know where the fuck that's at, but we're going to Google that too, shit. And we're going to try to find some activities, man. We need to find some fucking activities. In fact, let's go to Google real quick and see if we can find some something to do, man. Let me see. Visitors, residents, recent news, city services, hotels, Las Vegas, news, weather, classifieds. No, I ain't looking for that. Stay in news, no service, news, vacation packages, tourism, attraction, job, travel. Okay, here we go. All right. Sometimes you just got to talk to yourself to find out the answer. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes you just got to talk to yourself. So, yeah, from the shimmering, from the desert haze of Nevada, like a whatever. Las Vegas is the most dynamic, spectacular city on earth. Right. You know about all that, but tourism, blah, blah, blah. There's no reason in Las Vegas. Blah, so splash, 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 splash. Attractions, that's what I'm looking for. Here we go. Let's see what kind of attractions we got going on, people. Things to do in Las Vegas. 209 things to do. Wow. What the fuck we want to do? Tourist attractions. Fuck, let's go to, we got 11 spots recommended. You got outdoor activities, tourist attractions, and sightseeing. We might be going. Let's go for this 11. Let's go for recommend. Let's see what motherfuckers recommend you do when you go to motherfucking Las Vegas. First of all, at the top, they got the Fremont Street Experience, which is located in downtown. Then you got the gondola rides at the Venetian, which I rode on them in Italy. Shouts out to Italy. Gondola rides all hard. That's where the stupid bitch got married at the other day. That shit looks so fucking fake. Yeah, you fucking fake asses. Then you got the Secret Garden Dolphin Habitat. All this is on Las Vegas Boulevard, so a.k.a. the Strip. Also got the Shark Reef and go and visit that. We got the Lion Habitat at the MGM Grand Hotel and Casino. You go to North Las Vegas, the Nellis. You got the Las Vegas Motor Speedway. Definitely won't be hitting that shit. The Bellagio Gallery of Fine Art. Probably won't be hitting that. Las Vegas Natural History Museum. Probably won't be hitting that. King Tut's Tomb and Museum, might that sound interesting. And we got a neon museum located on Fremont Street in downtown. Okay, that's your top 10. And the last one is Downtown Hoedown. And I guess you got to be there to understand what that is. You know what I'm saying? All right. All right. Shouts out to that. Yeah, I ain't going to gamble, though. It's one thing I ain't doing. I know everybody like, man, what the fuck you doing in Vegas if you're not gambling? Bitch, I'm here to see some fucking friends, man. That's it. Just, you know what I'm saying? Network, you know. Ain't coming to get broke. Shit, nah. Not coming to get broke. Well, y'all already know what time it is, man. We at the top of the motherfucking hour. It is closer to business time. Yeah, you already know what that means, man. It is time for the Nutty News today. Right, it's business time, y'all. Nutty News of the Day is provided to you live from NuttyNewsToday.com. You know what I'm saying? Don't believe what the fuck I'm saying. Go read it yourself. And, yeah, this is news, man. I'm coming to you from Tampa Bay, Florida. 81-Trey-Trey-4, always on the map, baby. Y'all already know how we do. Shouts out to my homie, DJ Party Time. And shouts out to my co-host, Miss Tasha Triple X, that was holding down yesterday in the casino. You know what I'm saying? Getting her jump off of losing money and stuff like that. But you already know, man, we're going to have a good time. Lord willing, we get down there and we do what it does. So, yeah, we starting this thing off, y'all, in Arlington County. Yeah. And this is where a woman finds a drunk officer in her bed. What kind of shit is that, y'all? Yeah. A U.S. Capitol Police officer was arrested in Arlington County when a woman came home. What the fuck is it, Three Bears and shit? I guess he thought he was in that story and shit. When a woman came home and found him passed out drunk in her bed, police said. The two had never met. The officer, Thomas Patrick McMahon, 34, was charged with unlawful entry. Police say they are perplexed as to why McMahon picked the apartment in the 1,000 block of whatever the hell to sleep when he lives in Reston. Probably because he was drunk. Yeah. And... yeah. Damn, this place looks just like my place. I can go here and sleep here. Let me pull out my handy let myself in key, a.k.a. motherfucking my little thief tool and pick this lock. This is my handy dandy get in every key, though. Shit, man. All right. Y'all better watch yourselves. Y'all better watch yourselves. Shouts out to the guest off in here. No, I'm not kicking your ass out like I normally do because you might be Miss Black in Iraq and, and I'll be mad because I did that. So, you better take your blessing. And if you can, go sign up. It only takes 2 minutes to become a friend, man. And you can come to Las Vegas with us. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. All right, so we're taking a stand in Iowa City, y'all, where this is kind of crazy. Yeah, because a woman has been charged for videos 11 years overdue. Yeah, a woman's past caught up with her when she was arrested for not returning movies she checked out more than a decade ago. According to a charge filed in September 1998, Elizabeth M. Weiss of Iowa City rented 3 videotapes, U-Turn, Devil's Advocate, and Biohunter. God damn, yeah, them bitches is old. The woman rented the tapes from the now-defunct Hagen's Video, police said. According to the police, the videotapes were due the next day, but Weiss never returned them. Who the cares? You got Netflix out that's giving fucking videos away for a buck. You motherfuckers worrying about some old ass shit that's in Walmart shelves selling for $5? Boy, this is the world we live in, people. Yeah, and this is another world where we live in. Well, a motherfucking schoolgirl sells her goddamn granny on eBay for $3,500. Y'all, you better watch your motherfucking kids. You keep putting their ass on that motherfucking computer and just letting them go on about their business and clicking into this and clicking into that without no motherfucking parental guidance to set up. This is what the fuck going to happen to you. A schoolgirl tired of her grandmother's moaning decided to sell the pensioner on eBay. Zoe Pemberton, 10 years old, from Clacton in Essex, put her 61-year-old grandmother up for sale on the auction website with no reserve price, describing her as rare and annoying and moaning a lot. She also said pensioner Marion Goodall was very cuddly, loved word searches, and enjoyed drinking tea. And if she didn't get her motherfucking ass whooped, hey, all right. It's a sacrifice to travel to Europe. Yeah, we're in Copenhagen. We're in her speech in Copenhagen. First Lady Michelle Obama said her trip to Denmark, along with the travel of her dear friend and chit-chat buddy, Oprah Winfrey, as well as tomorrow's visit by President Obama, is a sacrifice on behalf of the children of Chicago and United States. The fuck you mean? As much of a sacrifice as people say this is for me or Oprah or the president to come for these few days, the First Lady told a crowd of people involved in the Chicago project. So many of you in this room have been working for years to bring this bid home. Right, I don't give a fuck about that. Michelle, you ain't talking. You sounding like your goddamn husband and shit. Going in circles. Da-da-da-da-da-da. Oh, talking round. And round, fuck all that shit, man. Stop trying to talk that bullshit. All right. Well, we're going to New York, y'all. Yeah, you already know. Because a prisoner escapes because he was mistaken for a lawyer. What the fuck? Yeah, all right. Police are looking for a well-dressed robbery suspect who walked out of a Manhattan courthouse after an officer apparently mistook him for a lawyer. Yeah. Ronald Tackman was wearing a business suit while waiting to appear before a judge. Authorities said Tackman slipped away from a prisoner holding area to a locked area behind a courtroom, and a court officer spotted him and, thinking he was a lawyer, let him out. Damn, that is so fucking crazy. This is crazy, too, because Jessica Lunsford's killer cheats executioner. Yeah. In Florida, a convicted sex offender awaiting execution for kidnapping, raping, and burying 9-year-old Jessica Lunsford alive in 2005, died of natural causes in Florida. Yeah. Johnny Vander Cuey, 51, had been ill for some time and had died in a Jacksonville hospital where he had been since August 12th, said Department of Corrections spokesman Gret Plessinger. You lucky, because they don't kill your motherfucking ass anyway, you sick bastard. Everybody like you. This is funny. Oh, man, and I ain't even, well, I knew short Chinese people were short anyway. So, yeah, we in China, people. We all the way across the world. Ting, bang, bang, ting, bong. All my Chinese people, Zhang. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Well, Chinese dwarfs start their own village. The fuck is it called? Miniland?
Welcome to Mini Man Land.
We're no longer midgets or short people. We're mini men. All right, y'all. Check this out. Everyone in the mountain commune in Kunming, southern China, must be under 4 feet, 3 inches tall, and they run their own police force and fire brigade from their 120 residents. Now the group has turned itself into a tourist attraction by building mushroom houses and living and dressing like fairy tale characters. Here, there aren't any big people, and everything we do is for us, said spokesman Fu Tian. Oh, well, shouts out to the motherfucking little people looking like Oompa Loompa Land and shit. You crazy motherfuckers. Well, amongst 100 celebrities that support child rapists, Whoopi Goldberg is, yeah, at the forefront. We're in California, y'all. Shouts out to Goofy Bone, Straight Low Records, you know what I'm saying, hometown, San Jose, where Whoopi Goldberg is facing a fierce backlash after saying that film director Roman Polanski didn't commit rape, when he had unlawful sex with a 13-year-old girl. More than 100 film industry figures have now signed a petition calling for the release of Polanski, the acclaimed director of Chinatown, Rosemary's Baby, and The Pianist. They include leading Hollywood figures Martin Scorsese, Woody Allen, David Lynch, Wim Wenders, Pedro Almodovar, some shit, Tilda Swinton, and Monica Bellucci. One celebrity supporter, the actress Deborah Winger, said it was a 3-decade-old case that is dead, but for minor technicalities, we stand by him. Bitch, it ain't nothing fucking dead, man. He raped his goddamn girl and left the fucking country, you stupid motherfuckers. Boy, let me slap all 100 of them motherfuckers and then just leave the country with slap charges pending on all you motherfuckers. And I ain't going to come back for 3 decades, though. And let's see if them fucking, if you bitches want to still motherfucking prosecute me after that. Ho-ass motherfuckers, I'm pretty sure you will. Y'all some dumb-ass people, boy. We living in a world with some dumb fucks. And I got to say that, some real dumb fucks. And then they putting black people on the front like, bitch, I don't give a fuck about Whoopi. Man, anyway. All right, y'all, let's go to motherfucking Indiana. Let's see if we can go get some pumped-up news. We're in Indiana, in Muncie. Muncie, Indiana, where, fighter planes chase plane with unresponsive pilot. A small plane crashed outside Muncie, Indiana, as military F-16s trailed it after its pilot failed to respond in radio calls. The North American Aerospace Defense Command said the plane crashed into a farm field in Randolph County, Indiana. There were no reports that anyone on the ground was hurt. The pilot was the only one on board the single-propeller four-seater plane, and the incident was not believed to be terrorism related, and it may be a medical situation, officials said. Yeah, all right. They're pumping up for another one, y'all. I hear you. And they're almost down to the end, people. Justices take on potentially landmark gun rights cases. Here it is, people, in Washington, D.C., setting the stage for a dramatic battle over gun rights. The Supreme Court accepted an appeal challenging the ability of state and local governments to enforce strict limits on handguns and other weapons. At issue is whether, what the fuck, that issue is whether the constitutional right of the people to keep and bear arms applies to local gun control ordinances or only to federal restrictions. The appeal was filed by community activists in Chicago who sought a handgun for protection from gangs. Yeah, well, bitch, if you're a gang like the police, you shouldn't have a fucking gun. I'm sorry about that, y'all. I'm sorry, you know. But, you know, I had to. Because, you know, police sometimes, you know how they do, you know what I'm saying? Just be like, you know, getting angry.
You have made me very angry. Very angry indeed.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, all you punk-ass police. Jumping out on my homeboy. I got over 18 minutes worth of footage of the punk-ass motherfucking vice police jumping out on my homeboy, walking into his yard, bringing him out the yard, searching and finding him, but still taking his ass to jail, talking about for disorderly conduct, because he cussing their stupid asses out for walking up onto his motherfucking property. But then punk-ass motherfucking police gonna come over to me. I know my rights, people. I don't give a shit. So if you hear me talking to the police like, kiss my ass, but I ain't telling him to kiss my ass, it's because I know how to tell a motherfucker to kiss my ass without telling you to kiss my ass. And that's how you're supposed to handle yourself. You know what I'm saying? Anyway, we taking this thing to Washington, D.C., y'all, where the special health care is, for Congress. Yeah, one floor below Congress. One floor below where Congress works in the U.S. Capitol is an elaborate Navy medical clinic, described by those who have seen it as something akin to a modern community hospital. We'll be standing by, on call, and ready to provide Congress with some of the country's best and most efficient government-run health care. Members pay flat annual fee of $503 for all the care they receive. Yep, and the rest of the cost of their care is subsidized by who? Taxpayers! So you paying for these punk motherfuckers to be healthy in their own goddamn facilities while you bitches can't even get no motherfucking health care, though. Imagine the fuck that. All right. And last but not least, I thought I read this yesterday, but I'll read it again. Because this is in Dallas, Texas. Shouts out to Nettie Net. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, we in your hometown, girl. Well, yep, a woman is suing a neighbor for smoking in their own home. I think I did read this yesterday. So in an age where when smoking has been outlawed in most public places, government buildings, bars, and public and pool halls, a person's home is one of the few places you can puff in peace until now, because a Dallas woman, not Nitty Net, has filed a lawsuit seeking six figures from a former neighbor and landlord for damage she says caused by cigarette smoke wafting through adjoining walls of her high-end home. Yeah, her high-end townhome said it was smoke coming through the motherfucking, it was smoke coming through the goddamn ceilings or whatever, through the walls and shit, and supposedly smoked her shit up. So, with that being said, I have to advise all of you smokers, get your ass on this motherfucking boat and get the fuck out of Dodge. You know what I'm saying? That's real.
If you love to smoke, then you know there's no place left in America where you can light up a butt these days. That's why Carnival is proud to offer our new Smoker's Cruise. You'll board our luxury liner and be off to, who cares where you go? The point is, you'll be in international waters where you can smoke 24 hours a day for a full 2 weeks.
They let us smoke on the dance floor, at all our meals, even in the pool.
I like all the activities. Smoke-alongs, cigar races. Hey, I met a babe who smokes unfiltered Luckies. Oh, what?
The Smoker's Cruise. Sign up now for regular or menthol. Hey, it's not just a vacation. It's the lung boat.
It's my friend.
Smoke until you get higher.
And I wanna get high.
blunt, yo, I'm trying to get high. On a home in the grass, so wait, that's right. Ask that Kush for some medic out of flavor. I'm the base, most blunted, I'm a stoner. I get keys on the daily. See where I'm from, we roll nothing but fatties. My swag, so steady. I troll, I smell like granddaddy. I know you like that. Fuck, fuck, fast, what you know about that? I got grams, I got hits, I got pounds, don't trip. You're fucking with the real exact smokers. Straight low, kids, K got the flavor. It don't stop, it don't quit. My game stay one plus, I stay big.
And I wanna get high, roll up and pray. And I wanna get high.
I'm so in the sky, I'm in a different dimension. Best weed in the world, the bay I'm repping. See, it came straight low, I thought I should mention. I see me in the blunt, that's a perfect picture. Make sure it's dark purple and a great swisher. It tastes so good, it's my favorite flavor. I'm a modern day hippie, I'm a straight up stoner. Ask about the boy Indy, they tell you I go purple in the kiss, and I got the truck. Fire, chronic grace, and white rhino, hot till I die. That's the way it goes, look at the clock, drop the blunt. You know the time, smell it from a mile away. Look at it shine, I gotta get it, gotta have it. I'm on my grind, I made a lot of money. Now it's time to get high.
I'm hungry for something different.
Zebra Bar. Get the fever.
I was always eating fudge, but I wanted to snack on something else.
The front is white and pure. The back is dark and naughty.
What about nuts?
You'll love the nuts. Which side will you try first? Zebra Bar. It satisfies your exotic cravings, whatever they are. Put it in your mouth.
Yeah, suck it. Oh, I'm sorry. I mean, don't bite it, though. We is live up in the building, people. Back here live on Record of Game Radio. Boy, DJ Smells good in the building. Trying to come up with some motherfucking plans, man. You know what I'm saying? And got Miss Net, who didn't do no justice, goddammit, but I found it myself. Thank you, Net, for absolutely nothing. And we trying to come up with some plans, man, plan some activities. So I got my co-host that just came off up in the building, ladies and gentlemen. And you already know what time that is, huh? Yeah. Time to get grooving, baby. Mr. Austin Triple X.
DJ smells so good. How you doing?
Oh, groovy, baby.
Yeah. Man, that delayed shit actually came on time and shit. Punk ass fucking BTR, man. What the hell wrong with this shit? Oh, just chilling. I've been looking around. I got some tourist attraction spots where we can hit when we get there. You know what I'm saying? We got a couple things to do, really. Got a shark's reef we can go and hit. We got a secret garden and dolphin habitat. We got the gondola rides like in Italy and shit, like the little doobie. Oh, what a amigo and my family, and me pushing the little boat and shit, like the Hamburger Helper commercial. Yeah, so we can take them. Oh, you got the Fremont Street Experience, which I don't know what the fuck that is, but that's in downtown somewhere. All the rest of that shit is on Las Vegas Boulevard. So yeah. We got some things to do. But I wanted to talk to them. Well, I don't know. I want to talk Ken Kareem and Ivy because I know, you know, they should be having something lined up. And,
I hope so. I'm looking forward to it. Whatever happens. I'm just excited.
Yeah, man.
All good.
Yeah. So what's happening, Miss Lady? What it do, what it don't do at 12:23 at night?
I just got home, like literally just now, and I was at my friend Philippa's house with her brother and his fiance, and we were playing cards, and then we chilled out, basically. That was it. And I got my hair done because his fiance's a hairdresser. And that was it, pretty much. That was my evening. Today was pretty productive as well, so I was out all day getting my last-minute things done, and that's about it. So I'm feeling good. I'm ready to go to sleep soon.
Yeah,
because
it's that
day tomorrow as well.
It's that late night, you know. You know, I've been doing all day. I've just been chilling and, you know, telling people to
be very, very quiet. I'm hunting rabbits.
You know what I'm saying? Now we ain't booked shit yet, Madison. Except for goddamn Tasha. Tasha, where the hell you staying at? Where you booked that? Cause Sweet says she booked too.
Not sure yet.
Oh, okay.
Not sure. I'm kind of working on something right now, but I will know probably within the next week. I was supposed to be staying at one place, but the person I was supposed to be staying with decided that they're not going to come anymore. I was going to bring one of my friends, and they're not coming anymore. So that kind of shot through, and I don't know now, but I'll figure something out.
Rooms ain't that no expensive. Orleans, you got the Orleans Hotel and Casino, $35 a night. You got the Cancun Resort and Spa, $88
what?
A night.
Are they that cheap, really? I was expecting like $400-$500 a night.
You feel me? Yeah, and it's on the strip. MGM Grand Hotel and Casino, $70 a night.
What's the one that Goofy mentioned last night?
He said the fuck he said? The Working Horse, Woodwork Horse, some shit? Something like that. I don't actually remember what he said. I know it was something like that. The Working Horse or Woodwork or some shit. I don't know. You know what I'm saying? It ain't gonna be sold out if you book early, goddammit. Shit, you better motherfucking just at least put your just reserve your shit. You ain't got to pay for the room, at least just reserve it. Well shit, hell, they got it by price too, so what the hell is $10 to $41? There ain't no way y'all got no goddamn rooms. Oh, okay. $35 is the cheapest room, Orleans Hotel and Casino. It's get a 4.5-star rating. It's a 3-star class. Or you got Bally's Las Vegas, which is a 4-star, $39. You got Main Street Station, $36. Excalibur Hotel and Casino, $31. Sam's Town Hotel and Casino, $26. Or the El Cortez Hotel and Casino for $14. And that's in the East Fremont. Damn. Ain't no damn way, man. What the fuck? $14. A short walk from the Fremont Street Experience Canopy and approximately 7 minutes away from, I guess, the strip.
Is it a good room or...
It's got 4 stars. It got a 4-star rating room review. It's a 2-star hotel, but it's got 4. I guess for the price, shit. Let's see. When my husband and I stayed at El Cortez for our 16th anniversary, and to get remarried by Elvis, we had a fabulous time. I stayed here last May, and upon check-in, received a voucher for another 2-night stay free. It was only good for the summer. 2 years ago, I needed a place to stay on a family trip, and normally at the Four Queens, I booked late, and my only option was the El Cortez. Everybody gave it 5 stars. Gave it a 5-star review.
Wow.
Bitch, for $14, hell to the yeah. Shit. I don't give a damn where y'all staying at. This, I'm in, let me see, let me check. All right, we're going to check in November 5th. All right, check in is... Actually, check in be Friday. Well, we said the 5th through the 9th, so fuck it. I'm going to say 5th, and we checking out on the... Okay. And then we check out 9th, that Monday, okay. And who should I check with? Should I check on Expedia.com, Orbitz, Travelocity, or TripRest.com? Fuck it, I guess I'll go with Expedia.
Try all of them. Can you try all of them?
Yeah, you know, I'm fucking with net, you know what I'm saying? Oh, I know you ain't going to try the other ones over Expedia. You know that's who I work for. I ain't going to dish you, net. I won't dish you. Go ahead, and we're going to start with Expedia first and see if some shit pulled up. Boo, 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 be doo, boo. And availability, one room. Availability for that Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. How much is price to not include tax, service, and fees? Okay, this says vintage smoking only. Friday and Saturday nights they go up to $33 till $33, $33, $22, and $27. One queen bed located above the casino floor, that might not be that cool, depending on how loud bitches is. Got cable satellite TV with voicemail, whatever crap. Shower combo, refrigerator, hair dryer, ironing board. It's a smoking only. Then you got the pavilion, which is a little bit more. Average is $34 a night. And you can be in the tower. Okay, this is not the fuck I'm looking for. What the hell is Expedia giving me? What are you giving me, Expedia? All right, well, according to them, the average is $28, and we can book it. So rooms are available for that time. Because really, that's not no peak time, though. There ain't shit going on at the beginning of November. You know what I'm saying? Everything pops off towards the end, from the 15th until Christmas. That's when all activities pop off. You know what I'm saying? And that's when you got Thanksgiving and all the other kind of shit that starts popping off. So this is actually the best time to motherfucking do this here and get it out of the way. It's going to be cool, though. You motherfuckers better dress appropriately, because everybody coming from hot motherfucking climates thinking that shit is going to be hot. Where the hell are you going? Now, you are not going to be. It's probably going to be a little cool, because it's already got a little cool down here in Florida. You know, getting our cold frontings. So I'm pretty sure everybody else, you know, is getting a little cool. All right, Orbitz, let's go. Book a hotel, another customer. Looks for less, you get a check automatically. It's got 3.9 out of 5 stars. It's 2-star hotel. It's the same shit, 2 guests, 1 room. Average night is $55.61. Your total price would be $249.36.
Wow. Excuse me. That's so cheap.
Yeah. God, damn. That's for Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, and then check out on Monday.
Wow. That's awesome.
And Monday, and you check in at 2 o'clock and check out is at 12. But you can have 2 guests in the room, though. So, really, hell, if you got somebody, y'all split that shit. Split the $250 and pay $125 apiece.
For 4 fucking nights, man. That's what you pay for 1 night out here.
Yeah. Now, that's in the Venice. That's, oh, wait a minute. That's with 1 queen bed. You can get the 2 queen beds. Let's see how much that's going to come up to. And that's for $66. So, let's see how much that come out to. Basically, what they're showing right now, the goddamn hotel accommodations ain't shit. It's really about the traveling shit. That's $299.81, you know what I'm saying, if you want 2 queen beds. Shit. Half that shit, that's $150 apiece for the whole weekend. That's cheaper than a bitch.
That's awesome.
I didn't know the shit was that cheap. God damn, yeah, I need to go ahead and throw the money on the credit card and I want to book that shit. All right. El Cortez Hotel and Casino, people, Las Vegas. That seems like this the best deal that's going. Priceline charges you and you can't cancel. Yeah, so fuck them. One bed for three people. Hell no. Nah. I sleep on the bed, though. I got me a blow-up bed. Shit, I got one in my motherfucking van. So, you know. You already know. I had to rent a car in Cali for $16 a day.
Are you driving over?
Oh, me? No, nah, probably not. I'll probably fly. My damn van ain't up to par, so I don't know, cause it depends, man. You talking about from Florida, driving from Florida to Las Vegas? Shit, that's about damn near. Let me see, I have to damn plot that out. That's probably a damn two, three day trip for me. Shit, going to Texas? Yeah, yeah. I probably won't be jumping on that motherfucking plane. It's probably what I'm gonna be doing. And the Nissan Sentra. Oh, yeah, hell yeah. Nissan Sentra, yeah, you can get them bitches. It should be $20 a day or something like that. Now, you talking about the damn Benzes and all that. I'm reading comments out of the chat room, people. I know y'all wondering, like, what the hell is he talking about? He just, long drive, fuck that. I would be definitely flying. Oh, yeah. It's a long-ass drive. Shout out to Ned and Madison Media, you know what I'm saying, popping off in the chat room. If you like to know what the hell I'm talking about, please log on. And if you don't know what the hell I mean by log on, then fuck it. Just keep calling in. But log on to blogtalkradio.com/smellybtr. And I am changing my name, y'all, so you won't see DJ Smell so good no more. You got to look out for Wrecking the Game Radio. So I'm officially changing the show name to Wrecking the Game Radio because that's what we are, WDGR. And I'm just the host of this mofo, DJ Smell So Good. So, effective probably tomorrow. Y'all look on the little sidebar, look for Wrecking the Game Radio. You know what I'm saying? Because that's going to be the new name. So, that's how we're going to do it. And I was going to play my Afternoon Delight jingle, but I'm not going to play that. I'm not going to play that. And you missed the nutty news today. We had some crazy news, but, you know. I got to give y'all some advice, though. You know what I'm saying? If y'all haven't gotten pumped up, I mean, and started hitting the gym or doing some sit-ups, some push-ups, anything, I would tell y'all to give my dog BJ Smith a call, and he'll send y'all...
Hi, I'm B.J. Smith.
His workout video.
In my long and illustrious three-year career at the top of pro football, I whooped some serious ass and got paid for it. They didn't call me death in tight pants for nothing. When you have such a rewarding career maiming others as I have, you know how to stay fit. Through running, wrestling, stuffing 20s down panties of foxy strippers, firearm training, nasal sleep, and beating the hell out of your fellow man. That's what keeps me healthy. And now, using training methods I perfected, it's going to work for you. With BJ's Fit for Football, watch those pounds fall off. I'm down to 300 pounds using exactly the method I demonstrated on tape. I mean, who are you going to trust to get you fit? A man who can rip your arm off and beat you with the wet end? Or some aerobics instructor who wouldn't get drafted by the local hopscotch team? Hell no. BJ's Fit for Football, out now on Beta and VHS. Remember, to win a game of football or life, you have to annihilate everything in your path in a blind rage.
Let y'all get y'all. It's our workout on, man.
Yay, congratulations.
You know what I'm saying? We'll get your workout on. This for all my Texas folk out there, man. I got to send this next song out. You know what I'm saying? All my peoples in Dallas, Texas, shouts out to NetAndNet, Hotel.com, Expedia.com. We got Miss Tasha Triple X in the building. Y'all already know what time it is, man. Let's go.
I don't know who these black guys think they are walking around here with their pants down looking like Snoop Doggy Dogg. Hell, they think they can rap. Hell, I can show Ice Cube how to rap. He can get up on fucking, get up on this truck. I'll show you how to do it. The Buford McGee style. Here we go. Now check this out. Hell, I'm riding in my truck on this Tuesday night. Riding down my tree trying to start a fight. My name is Buford. I'm from Alabaster. I'm a low down two back right crack. Road tide. Road tide. Right. I'm an Alabama fan for the rest of my life. I'm the man. My name is Buford G. Now don't tell my heart, my achy, breaky heart. I just don't think they'll understand. Whoa, roll tide! And if you tell my heart, my achy, breaky heart, I'll roll over you in my goddamn truck, man. Alabama fan for life, roll tide!
That's real. Shouts out to all my cow tipping folk out there in Texas. Yeah, tip 'em, baby, tip 'em. Woo! Fucking mud trucking. Woo! Oh, sorry. Had to let that side out of my system. Sorry, people. That's my Jimmy side I have to let out, you know? My Jimmy. Yeah. God damn it. What the hell going on? All right, fuck it. This is the Blog Talk fuck up of a day. Some shit like that. I ain't got the damn shit uploaded, so I got to wing it, goddammit. Shit fucking up. Hey, shout out my dog Goofy Bone, Straight Low Motherfucking Records, up in this song, bitch, you know what I'm saying, early.
Hey, what's up, man? Five on the streets. Trying to get a job today, you know what I mean? It's like, fuck, I'm all dressed up, business casual. Just
what?
Came back. Shit. Y'all don't want to see me on Tiny Chat. Motherfucker, I look like a pimp. Straight up.
Oh, can I see?
I'm live on the streets, baby girl. Who's on the line?
Aw.
Who the hell you think
Who
that
do you want
is?
It to be?
Who's on the line that needs some loving?
It's me, baby.
I know, baby. Hey, shout out to Erica, San Jose City employer worker, the city of San Jose employer worker that I met at Starbucks right now, looking hot as fuck. Ooh-wee. Anyways, enough about me. Let's talk about y'all. How y'all doing today? Fuck it.
I'm wonderful, thank you.
That's kind of funny. What, you gonna take the 4 days off when you get a job?
Oh yeah, come on, man. For real.
You gonna get a job and be like, hey, listen, I need vacation time. I know I just started, but I need some vacation.
Check this out. It ain't no thing but a chicken wing. It's only 3 days that I would probably be missing: Thursday, Friday, and Monday. So it's no thing to me. You guys are more important to me than the fucking job that I fucking get. But you know what I mean? I'm gonna go there regardless. Goofy Bone is going to be in Las Vegas from November 5th through the 9th. So if you want to assassinate me, to my Milwaukee kinfolk out there, that's the best you can do it.
What hotel did you say you had a room at? Or you seen bookings at?
Wild Wild West.
I guarantee you they ain't killing El Cortez Hotel and Casino on Fremont Street.
What? Well, how far is it from the Strip? We want to stay by the Strip.
This says it's hold on, I'll give you more descriptions.
7 minutes, you said.
Yeah, possibly. Well, from. Whoa, wait a minute. Cause I don't know nothing about where is the Fremont Street Experience. It's in downtown Las Vegas.
Oh, that's probably in the old town Las Vegas.
Yeah, so it's located on Fremont Street in downtown Las Vegas, a short walk from the Fremont Street Experience canopy, and approximately 7 miles, my bad, from McCarran International Airport.
Oh my lord!
Is that way the fuck out or something?
Yeah, that's way the fuck out of there, man.
If you probably look why the damn room so cheap.
How much are the rooms?
Man, $300 for the whole weekend.
Oh, let me say this again. Go to Wild Wild West and look at the room prices. They're $25 a night. $25 a night. And the rooms, you know what? They used to be a piece of shit, but I recently went there in, I think it was June when I went there. The rooms, they redid them. Fucking perfect. Fucking perfect, people.
Okay, what the hell am I looking? Wild Wild West?
I'm going to book there, Goofy.
I'm serious. Well, hold on, people. Friday, I want to find out who is going. We gonna set up a thing to see who the fuck is going. So when I know who the fuck is going, we could all, you know, try to get a big old bundle package. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but that's still if that's you talking about Wild Wild West gambling hall and hotel.
Mm-hmm.
That's still less than a mile from the Las Vegas Strip and approximately 3 miles from McCarran International Airport.
It is right across the way from New York, New York. It's just a freeway. You cross over the overpass to go to New York, New York, or Excalibur. It's right there. Trust me, people.
Yep.
Trust me.
$5 a night. Well, fuck it. Let's see Travelocity. Let's go through. I went through Expedia. Let's go through Travelocity.
Now, don't even bother with them motherfuckers. I'm dead serious. Those motherfuckers, they fucking jack you. Because I remember I went with, I think it was, which one has a little gnome? Is that Expedia?
Yeah, that's Travelocity.
Oh, that's Travel. Okay, did a deal with that. And then later on, I was hitting up the hotel chick, and she said that I could have got a better deal if I would have did everything separately.
Yeah.
If you go through any travel agents like Expedia or anything like that, they charge you a little bit extra because of their commission and stuff like that. If you book straight through the hotel, it is actually cheaper. Go
mm-hmm.
straight through to them.
Mm-hmm. Just call them and tell them, like, hey, I want to book. And there you go.
Hey, look, I'm telling you, the Wild Wild West, if we're going to save money on a hotel, because we're not going to be in that hotel.
Yeah.
The only
$162
time we're gonna...
bucks. That's $162 for Thursday through Monday. For Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, checkout is on Monday at 12 p.m. And it's $162.22.
You can't beat that, people. You can't beat that. That's one room in Las Vegas.
That's what we was thinking. I told you. I just knew the motherfucking room was going to be like $75 to $100. I just knew that. So
but I'm telling
$25, that's like, goddamn.
This Wild Wild West Hotel, I've been there several times, people. And I tell you, it's right off the strip, but yet it's good enough to where we'll still be there, but we just, you know, got to take a little walk to get there, if you know what I mean.
Motherfuckers say, truck stop hooker motel, drug dealer's haven.
Well,
that's why I want to stay at then. See, yeah, I ain't got no problem finding my herb. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, look, I'll tell you this right now. Out of all the times I've stayed there, hey, I have not seen one hooker there. Out of all the times I've stayed there, I have not seen one hooker, but it is a truck stop. Don't get me wrong. It does
what?
Look like a hooker, but I didn't see none. I've never seen one.
Oh. Well, it says one of the most dangerous spots in town. We stayed at a wild worst station casino, a nightmare of errors. We got a key to a room. Let's see what they say. We got a key to a room that was already occupied. New room wasn't clean. We had to request it. We are assigned a room next to the fitness center, open 24 hours a day and noisy. Pool was much too cold to swim. Was promised heat would be turned up in pool on Friday. 4 days later, it was still too cold to swim. Room flooded with overflowing toilet, and they put mattress pads on the floor. So, goddamn.
Now, look at Smelly. That was there. When I
yeah, yeah, to, yeah. So this is old reviews now. These ain't like,
look,
you know.
Look, check this out. When I went to that place, when I first went there, I think it was it was New Year's 2006, I think. I stayed there, and I tell you, The one that I stayed in, it looked like someone just died in that motherfucker. They had the motherfucking chalk line tape on the floor.
Yeah,
they had blood stains everywhere. But fuck, I'm telling you, it's newly remodeled. I would not send my people there, even if it was cheap. It's newly remodeled, people. I guarantee it, people. If y'all don't like me, y'all can kick my ass there because y'all going to be there. But it's newly remodeled. I'm telling you, people, we don't need no high, fancy hotel unless we hit it big over there.
Yeah, unless somebody got one big-ass room, then goddamn we all going to be in that bitch. That's the only reason I'm going to pay for that shit.
Yeah. But no, for real, though, you know, if you just want a room just to crash, because that's all we going to do. We ain't going to sit up in the room all day when Las Vegas is right down the street. You know what I mean?
Why would you? I mean, shit. Time, what the fuck is time is of the essence? And shit, we only got 4 days to get a whole fucking Las Vegas trip in there. I mean, we need to do Las Vegas, goddammit. Shit, as hard as fucking possible. No sleep.
And I'm telling you, people, I've been there, I've done that, so I'm going to show everybody. First, we got to walk that whole motherfucker. Now, I'm telling you, people, Las Vegas is big. And when you're walking, you're walking, and you totally forget. That's why you keep drinking your beer. And beer, you could drink beer legally on the streets. Remember that, people. Yeah.
Do you know what? Do you know what I found out? One of my friends was visiting Las Vegas earlier this year, and apparently she went to go catch a cab out on the street. And someone approached her and said, don't do that because you get charged $500 if you...
Oh, yeah, that's a no-no.
Get it.
What?
Yeah, yeah, I didn't... Wow. Yeah, you can't hail a cab.
For hailing a cab?
You have to go to a hotel. And you have
to... you have to go to a hotel.
Just go to the lobby and then just, you know, wait in line for a taxi. Because if you try to stop them out in the street, there's cops on bikes there and they will cite your ass.
Yeah, for $500, man. $500 fine. Fuck that.
What?
I've seen them.
That's a tourist trap, y'all. Mm-hmm.
I've seen them all the way to $750.
Dang.
Shout out to my homeboy Marine Mike who got one $750 ticket.
That's that tourist trap shit there, though. That's that. If you don't know, you know what I'm saying? Because it's common everywhere else, so they know that shit. They know it's common everywhere else. That's the only way we know how to catch a fucking cab. Ain't nobody, and ain't no city rule when you come in that bitch to say, hey, go to the damn, to your hotel, you know what I'm saying, and wait for a cab.
Hey, but people, I'm telling you like this. Vegas is easy as long as you know the rules. And trust me, I know the rules. And when you're hanging with me, you guys are going to motherfucking love that shit.
Oh, Shady J in the building.
I know liquors in my homeboy. How you doing, boss? I need a pack of my smokers. Rakers, please.
Lakers? What the fuck is that?
Oh, no. I'm getting my grape Optimo. You live on the radio, boss, by the way.
Oh, they got the great Optimos back? Didn't they stop selling them?
Yeah, but my homeboy's got the hookup right here just for me. Thanks, boss. Mm.
What?
Yeah, they said they stopped selling them. But my boys got them around it. You know, I pay a little extra, but shit, I ain't tripping. My boys got them behind the counter. And the funny thing is, he has it in like an old, you know, when beer cases, they come in a box? He has it in an old box that just says Goofy Bone on it.
Hell no. I mean, but why they stop selling them?
Because the kids... They tend to go for, like, the flavor cigarettes and all that other shit. So, California has banned all... They took away Tic Tacs because they had a little bit of nicotine in them. They took away all the flavored cigarettes, like the Jarms and all those other stuff. And everything that has flavor to them, like these Optimo cigarettos that are have the taste of grape on them. They're gonna take.
I'm fucking joking, man.
I'm serious.
The place where fucking weed smoking is legal, and you worrying about some motherfucking kids in nicotine.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
I'm telling you, this world is diverse and stupid at the same time.
ass backwards. The United States, don't say the world, just say the United States, because you go other places and they ain't shit operating like this here. This is
by themselves. Something you remember from your news. A boy gets abused by his dad, so he chops off his dad's hand.
Yeah.
Can I save the world? Oh, man.
Hell nah. What's popping? I mean, how did it stop smoking? Hell nah. How you going to? All right, I almost booted Madison Media just then, man.
Well,
He just cursed at us.
I'm going to sock up Maddie when I ever see him.
He just cursed at us. He told us to stop smoking. Well, he told you to stop smoking, which in essence tells me to stop smoking. And that means you're talking to all the smokers of marijuana. Yeah, I think this is where Maddie wants to be at. Here's your tickets, Matt. Here's your tickets, brother. All aboard for you.
If you love to smoke, then you know there's no place left in America where you can light up a butt these days. That's why Carnival is proud to offer our new Smoker's Cruise. You'll board our luxury liner and be off to, who cares where you go. The point is, you'll be in international waters where you can smoke 24 hours a day for a full 2 weeks.
They let us smoke on the dance floor and all our meals eat in the pool.
I like all the activities. Smoke alarms, cigar races. Hey, I'm in a bay who smokes unfiltered Lucky.
The Smoker's Crew. Sign up now for regular or menthol. Hey, it's not just a vacation. It's the lung boat.
It's my friend.
Right. That's all my motherfucking smokers out there. Smoke to that. Shout out to Maddie, man. Madison Media.
Shout out to Boonies watching a pup named Scooby-Doo on Cartoon Network.
Hell no.
I'm telling you, this kid knows how to turn on the TV, I swear. Come on, son.
Fucking Boonies. All right, people, we already know, man, it's time to plan. So, you know, we got the hotels that we already found, you know what I'm saying, the basic price. You need to save up at least $150 for your hotel room. At least $170 for your hotel room. All right, five, that's for your weekend, all right? That's out the way. Boom. All right, well, that's out the way. All right, $200 for the room. That's out the way. Now, what's next? Now we need travel. And,
are you on Tiny Chat right now?
No.
Miss Tasha?
Yes, baby.
Go to my tiny chat if you want to see me all sexy.
Ooh, okay. What's the...
Hey, all the fucking flirting going on around here. Where my motherfucking gun at? Where my goddamn gun at? Son of a bitch. Son of a bitch.
Nelly,
Hold on. One more time. Oh, fucking shit froze up. You lucky.
Why
I ain't hear you. What'd you say?
An hour?
Huh?
First of all, why is the show only for an hour?
Because first of all, you're late by an hour and a half. Because the show started at 11.
Okay, my bad.
Yeah, I'm on a Las Vegas grind. I got to get the fuck out of here. Shit, if I want to make some money. So... when I do the show at 2:00, I always stay for goddamn Goofy Show, which makes me end up leaving the house at 4:00, which in the essence I really don't leave till about 5:00. I'm sitting here scratching my balls and shit, playing around. Well, you can take the scratching balls out of there, but
go sit on your bed.
I'm doing the rest of that.
Okay.
All
right.
Cool.
So what I'm gonna do is get on the block early, and then I can. Yeah, $200 for the room for the whole weekend, Seti. That's the whole weekend.
Well, I'm live on that, Miss Tasha. If you want to see me,
I'm coming right now, baby.
In my wonderful suit gear, my job interview gear.
Yeah, all right. Fuck Cindy.
Oh shit.
New boys. I'm gonna tell that.
Hello.
Damn,
baby.
Yeah,
hello.
I know.
Look at you, looking
I know. I'm fucking wonderful, ain't I? Look at that. With a Louis Vuitton little belt right here. Oh, man, it's all day, people.
Put your hair all slick back, all sexy with your
This is just for you, Miss Tasha.
Thank you, baby.
Our outro song is for these two heads right here. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah, that's what I'm talking about, baby.
For you, Miss Tasha.
Yeah, if she don't sound like that. You know
what
I'm saying?
Look at you.
And
for
you,
Ruby,
baby.
Oh, yeah. That's what I'm talking about. Oh, yeah.
I got that straight away.
Oh, shit. You're so cute. Shout out to the Goofy Bone for looking all sexy. God damn,
that's just for the stage.
Wow, you're looking really good, baby. You are looking amazing.
Am I? Stop it.
Yeah,
stop
you are.
It.
No, really. No.
Stop
I'm serious.
It.
Okay, I'll stop. You're looking amazing. Okay.
Where is that? He's on the phone?
There you go. Nah, he in the chat room. He's saying, so I need to have fire in the laws, basically. I don't know about that, but.
What's he in?
$500. Nigga, that ain't gonna leave you nothing but shit. $300 in your pocket for a weekend? Shit. I can survive off that because I don't eat a lot. You know what I'm saying?
Well, I'm gonna tell you something right now. The clubs and all this shit, you better get drunk before you go to a club. If you plan on.
Hiding a bitch, huh?
In the motherfucking Las Vegas club, you're averaging $200. Averaging. One night. So, word of advice, let's get drunk ahead of time.
You know what I'm saying? We all roll, because, shit.
Hey, but Smelly, don't even trip. I got my homeboy out there, OD Green, on call all day when we need our stuff.
Oh, well, shit. That's the only reason I'm bringing money. Shit. That bitch, I don't need to eat. I eat herbals for dinner, goddammit. That's what I do. Fuck that. Yeah, we gonna have a good time, man.
Who told me to eat weed on their show? And I went off and I ate weed, and man, I got a stomach ache like a motherfucker.
Yeah, you can't unless you cook it. You gotta bake it, man. You can't just motherfucking eat no damn.
Somebody food. Told me to eat it, and I was eating it, and fucking, I forgot. I think it's just my way to.
I should give you a sick stomach. Can't eat weed.
Oh yeah, it gave me a sick stomach. I was having a shit.
Yeah, it's like a dietary supplement, really. That's all it is. It should flush the shit out you, though. If you find yourself can't feeling backed up, yeah, eat some weed, and that shit will flush you the fuck out. Before you start eating, with all them flushes and all that shit you start taking, you know what I'm saying? Natural shit, man. Take you a Nick bag of weed and pop it in your mouth and chew it up and eat it and swallow it. See what happened to your ass. See if you start running to the bathroom with the shits. Yeah, I did that shit before. That was because, police is coming up, had to eat the weed and shit, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
It's going to come back out, motherfucker. It's going to come back out.
But don't
unsmokable.
Smoke.
Unsmokable. You know what I'm saying?
Because I know one of our friends, he smoked any kind of weed, and I mean any kind of. If it's dirty as hell, he going to smoke it.
Shout out to
Larry.
Larry, hell no. Larry.
Good old Larry, fucking one time, oh my God. The cops were right behind us. We had like probably about a zip of weed. This motherfucker's paranoid because he's got priors and shit like that. He's there, eating the weed like it's motherfucking bubble gum, like it ain't, like it's the thing to do. And the cops ain't even sweating us.
Hell no. Now, ate all the goddamn smoke up.
The cop left us, and he's still eating that shit. And I wish I had a video camera because I slapped the shit. I'm like, what the fuck are you doing? and he looked at me with a deer in the headlight look.
You know that. Yeah.
Mouth. you know it.
Gonna have that. Oh, Oh, my idea is, when I first came home from the military, and I was hiding a bitch because I was back in that smoking routine. Man, we fucked around, me and my uncle sitting in the damn light and shit. We see the damn popos. Like, I see them, you know what I'm saying? They on my side, but they'll cross at the light, you know what I'm saying? Like, you sitting at a stoplight, a big-ass intersection, and them motherfuckers are on one side going straight in front of you, and you going straight the other way. My dumb ass, you know what I'm saying? I'm hiding a bitch. I said, oh, shit. Sit behind the tent and everything now. I open the door, car full of smoke, drop the blood on the ground and close the door. While we sitting at the goddamn stoplight. My uncle said, man, what the fuck you doing, man? If you don't get that goddamn blood, man. I opened up the door, picked the bitch back up, and we continued smoking. Police went right in front of us. Ain't stopped lick or nothing. They ain't even looking our direction and kept it fucking moving. I was like, well, I mean, we dirty to the T. I'm young, man. I roll in smoke. Fuck that. I don't believe in that shit. If I'm in my motherfucking vehicle, I'm smoking that bitch up. So if you're riding with me, you better be prepared, goddammit, to be rolling dirty, because that's how I roll.
You know what, Smelly? I'm not going to ever ride in a vehicle with you because that sounds just terrible. I would never risk my life smoking stuff like that. That sounds just nothing but bad.
Right.
But anyways. I'll save that for another day.
Oh, so y'all ride and burn. You said y'all, that's illegal to ride and burn?
What?
In Cali?
Oh, yeah. But, you know, if you're burning, I mean, what he's going to do is just basically he's going to fucking either put the weed out, give you a warning. But if you're being an asshole like me, see, one time, I think I was on 3rd Street downtown San Jose. I was, you know, me walking around thinking I'm fucking Tony Soprano and shit like that. They pulled up on me. And they're like, so what are you doing over here? Smoking your life away? I was like, yeah, officer. You know us low life Mexicans, you know, we gotta smoke our lives away and you know, sit here and do what we do. So the asshole threw me to the ground. And he basically told me to smoke on the floor while he had his knee to my back. And I told the officer like this. I go, you know, your knee's in my back, and basically it's on one of my lungs, so I can't smoke this the proper way. And oh my God, these motherfuckers got mad. Because we got, in San Jose, we got some motherfucking, I'm dead serious, we got some gung-ho fucking cops over here. They will stop you because your tent is a little bit too much dark.
Man.
So, you know, they let me go, gave me a warning, but yet they humiliated me in front of the street, but yet I you got to play it right back with them. Come on, dude, get inside. To me, the police are the police. They're not to be feared. You could fuck with them all you want, but you got to remember this. They're going to get you.
It's all about respect. It's all about respect, though. I mean, I just videotaped my homeboy getting this happened night before last. I got all this shit. I'm going to YouTube it, you know what I'm saying? And let everybody see the flops. But, yeah, the motherfucking vice done jumped out on my homeboy, walked into his yard, into his private property, and pulled this man out and then started searching him. Okay, you're legal off top. That's illegal. E-fucking legal, illegal, illegal.
Can I say something real quick?
Right.
People, when the police tell you and you're on your property to come forward, you have all the American rights to deny them.
Yeah, just sit your ass there and be like, how can I help you? If you ain't under investigation, do not walk off your motherfucking property. If he ain't showing you some paper with your name on it and said, yeah, I have an arrest warrant for you, Or anything else like that, hell no, you send your ass right there. And then they come and motherfucking arrest you, then when you go to court, they're going to be like, well, what happened? Well, he came on my private property and pulled me off my private property and placed me under arrest. Therefore, that's case dismissed. But with this, I'm standing across the street. You know what I'm saying? I'm across the street on the sidewalk, away from the officers, but I got the camera pointed directly at them, and I'm talking loud enough so they can hear me. You know what I'm saying? So Jimmy Firecracker, you know what I'm saying? He wanted to come over there and, yeah, I guess question me or whatever. He steps right in front of the motherfucking camera, running his mouth, talking about, well, you know, I can cite you for interfering with the police investigation. I said, you can't cite, you know, I'm on camera talking like this now. I said, well, sir, you can't cite me for anything because I'm not impeding. And I'm not interfering with your investigation. I said interfering with your investigation would be saying, hey, officer, can I ask you a question? Or, hey, officer, would you come over here, please? I said, I've never called you or any officer's name over there, and I don't need to because I'm not talking to you all. And I have my homeboy standing next to me. You know what I'm saying? I said, I'm talking to this man right here. I'm not talking to you all. He told me, well, Judge Martinez, I said, man, I'm a reporter for the Tampa Bay Community Network, and I'm also a radio show host on Blog Talk Network, whichever you want to run, because this will be reported tomorrow. As soon as I said that, man, that motherfucker got hot. I mean, not red. That bitch got cherry fucking red. I was standing under in a little dark area, which was fucked up for me. I could see him, but I couldn't see him. How about this motherfucker tell me, well, he just said I was interfering with his investigation, right? This motherfucker gonna tell me, well, I'm gonna need you to come over on this side of the street because I can't see you over here. I looked at this motherfucker, looked at my homeboy. I said, come on, dog. Soon as I walked over there, I said, hey, officer, thank you. Because it wasn't no light over there. I needed more light anyways. Thank you for inviting me over here. Appreciate it, officers, for the light. Thank y'all. Punk motherfuckers. Yeah, man, them bitches was hotter than a motherfucker, man. I got like 18 minutes worth of footage on the ass before my battery just happened to go dead.
I love you, Mr.
So, I don't play with the police, though. That's one thing I don't tolerate. No playing with the motherfucking police officer. If I'm free and I know my rights, I'm going to exercise them bitches to the goddamn utmost. I'm going to tell you to kiss my ass in a way that you won't feel it, but then you ain't going to feel it. You see what I'm saying? You can do that. Hey, you can tell motherfuckers to get the fuck away from you just by looking at them. You know what I'm saying? You ain't got to say, bitch, get your ass away from me. Look at a person, I guarantee you, they'll get the motherfucking picture. Nah, something wrong with this dude. Let me get away from Smell. Smell, man, he got that crazy look on his face.
Well, I'll tell you this right now. Know your laws. Know what you could do and know what you can't do. Trust me, I get away with a lot of shit, and all my friends saying, how the fuck did you do that? You just got to know your fucking laws. Shout out to Miss Tasha. I'm sending you my love.
Thank you. Thank you. I love you too, baby.
All right, y'all. I'm hanging the fuck up because I got to go and make some money, man. I got to get my room fair.
Where you going?
Huh?
The show's over?
Motherfucker, the show been over at 1 o'clock, goddammit. I did it from 11 to 1. I told you Thursdays. Really, I be trying to do Wednesdays and Thursdays 11 to 1 so I can take them 2 days and get out early. And then Friday I'll come back and do another 12 to 2, Saturday 12 to 2, Monday, Tuesday 12 to 2.
Okay. So what y'all got to do, and even Seti J's got to do this, is give me your motherfucking schedule.
I don't have motherfucking one. Shit. Like, who was that? Party Time trying to come on this bitch. I said, man, you can't call the goddamn show at no 10 in the morning and shit, talking about it, looking for a show. I said, because I don't schedule them bitches till like 30 minutes before the show about to start. So you sitting here looking for some pre-advanced shit. I'm like, no, bro, you gonna hit a lamb English lady cussing your ass out. Shit. Hey, you stupid motherfucker, there is no shows. Shit.
Goofy, go back.
Go back to what? Tiny Chat?
Yes, please.
You don't want me in Tiny Chat, Miss Tasha.
Man, I need to go on Tiny Chat. What you got going on, girl? Shit, hold on. Let me go on Tiny Chat.
Oh, nothing. No.
That's what I'm talking about. Hold on. I'm on my way, shit. I'm on my way.
Hey, are we on the after-hour show?
Yeah, this is the VIP hour.
Oh, this is a VIP hour? Okay.
Yeah, we in the VIP out, you know. Switchboard done shut off, you know what I'm saying? This is, You know, I can't mute none of you motherfuckers, so you pretty much talk all the shit you want.
I hate when the switchboard, back in the day, the switchboard would last until the end of your call.
Yeah,
and now
that's, yeah, that's just switch.
It blocks out your shit.
Yeah.
I hate
get,
that
or,
shit.
Well, see, like, what I, the last time what happened, well, I don't know, they done redid the switch again, because, you know, they done redid, so-called fixed the switch now. So when you go actually go on it, it's still fucking up, but it runs a little bit smoother, you know what I'm saying? A little bit smoother, but...
Miss Tasha, why are you so fine, baby?
I'm so not.
I wish you weren't.
Oh, she on the camera? Oh, you got your hair done? You got your hairdo on the camera?
I got my hair... I look like a Lego doll again.
What the fuck is that? Like a Lego doll.
I got my bangs, like, straight again, not to the side anymore.
So well, Miss Tasha, you look beautiful. You look beautiful, baby.
Thank you.
And I wish I could be as muscular and beautiful as I want to be so you could really like me, but...
Oh,
just
please.
I'll just be that. Don't worry.
Oh, God.
We'll be your zebra bar.
Okay. No,
a little chubby on one side, a little muscular on the other.
Well, I'm chubby. I'm not skinny, so
ain't nothing wrong with some cushion for the pushing. You know what I'm saying?
I got a lot of cushions.
Your advantage is skinny girls, when I tap them, I leave them with bruises. Why? Because they're bony, and, you know, sometimes when I'm going like this, it hurts. And your cushion will save you from bruises, but it'll also give you a wonderful time and an extra wonderful pleasure. Just remember that, sweetheart.
Wow.
Remember like this.
Yeah, you seem like the tight. Tasha, you the tight like ass smack, don't you? Your old ass smacking tight like that.
Yeah.
Pow! 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 Take that! Pow!
Yeah, goofy. That's right.
Hey, you know what? I want to make an announcement. I don't know, for some oddball reason, I got a fan from here in California to IM me on the BTR_GoofyBone. And she was telling, she was getting naked.
Wow.
She's all, I love you, and your voice is so sexy. And she's all, let me show you my goods. And if y'all don't believe me, ask Bobby Red Eyes. He was right there watching me like, damn. And I didn't even ask for it. And it was just like, whoa, hello, how you doing?
Yeah, those moments have been kind of special. I had a special moment on Tiny Chat myself, and yeah, it was very exclusive. Great time, had a great time. Yeah, great
wow.
Conversation.
I'll tell you this right now. Wow.
I wish a man would strip for me.
Oh, hold on, girl. I'm gonna come on over there and take it all off. Hold on, let me put my snatch away. Let me put my snatch away pants on and my Speedos.
You know what, Miss Tasha? I'm just gonna go ahead and go over here and go, oh my God, what happened over here?
Oh shit!
Oh my God, what happened over there?
Oh, wow.
Anyways, people.
I'm missing something. Y'all talking
for real. Friday, this Friday's show, we're going to talk about Vegas. And whoever's going to go. If they don't go, oh well, you're going to hear about it. Because I'm telling you, what I want to do when we're in Vegas, like, let's have a show, and then we'll have, like, me or Seti, like, we'll have DJ Smells So Good do a show, and then we'll have, like, me and Seti J out on the streets doing some crazy stunts or something like that. I mean, really do some fucking trilateral commission shit. You know what I mean? Like crazy shit.
Yeah.
When you got a group of us, we can do that. You know what I'm saying? Shit.
Yeah, we could do that.
Yeah, it's a group of us. See, what we need is a motherfucking Airbus card so we can walk around with the laptop, you know what I'm saying, remotely doing the show and shit.
Yeah.
Like, fuck it, we finna walk down here, we at the casino, and then set up, now we all, that shit look crazy, you know what I'm saying? You know, six, seven motherfuckers or more, you know what I'm saying, are all on their cell phone and shit, participating in the show and shit.
That'd be crazy.
You know, we standing on the corner like, what the fuck are these motherfuckers doing? You know what I mean? Even if the police came up. Bitch, we broadcasting live on the radio. We got shouts out to Las Vegas TPD or whatever the fuck they call themselves. And I'll put their ass on blast. What's up? Y'all want to get on the radio, officer?
Officers.
Yeah, you got to say it like that so they'll know you ain't from there and shit. Officers. Excuse me, officers. Can I get y'all on radio?
I can go up to them.
I bet you could.
Then, I should have talked to them.
Man.
Hello, officer. Can you arrest me, please?
I'm looking for Crocodile Dundee, please.
Can I bring your handcuffs, please? Shut up, Smelly.
Oh, my God. Hey, Miss Tasha, what do you think of Crocodile Dundee?
He looks fucked up now.
What would I say to him?
Yeah.
Nobody don't know him, do you? Can you really believe that? That most Australians don't know that motherfucker like that. I mean, is he even a superstar in Australia?
Yeah, he is. But he don't even live in Australia anymore.
Right.
Because he's in America and he's broke. Didn't
and he
you
looks
see
fucked
that
up.
Inside Edition show about him? Poor guy.
He's spending all his money on the goddamn them surgeries and shit, getting his face fucked up, looking like a fucking box of melted crayon, like I keep saying. A melted wax museum. Cause he got that facelift or some kind of cosmetic surgery, and they botched the job up. They fucked it up. You know what I'm saying? And what it was, he went to some off-ball doctor. He didn't even go to a professional place to get it done. So they fucked the job up, and now his face look all just. And then he had to go back and try to get it recorrected, and then man, that shit just looked fucked up. He looked fucked up.
That's what I tell you, people. There's no need for cosmic surgeries and all this shit like that, for real. If you don't like the way you look, you got to deal with it. Trust me. There's such things as ugly ducklings that turn out to be swans, and there's such things as beautiful women turn out to be blips. I've seen it all, and what you all need to do is just take care of yourself.
Hey.
Put it simple.
My damn, the chick I took to, chick I took to prom, I mean, dime piece, pow, just, ooh, yeah. Now, shit, she look like a goddamn 60-piece McNugget and shit. Like, what the hell happened? Like, damn, did you eat all the McDonald's? Not all the McDonald's, I mean,
60-piece.
You got a job as the owner and ate all the goddamn burgers. Because, shit, she blew the fuck up. Because you know how some people can blow up and maintain a certain weight? You see what I'm saying? Tasha, how long you been your size?
To be honest with you, a few years.
Okay, so I'm saying, but that's a maintained, steady weight. You haven't fluctuated like 100 pounds up and went 100 down, 100 pounds below or something like that?
Oh, no. Uh-uh.
Right, so.
I put on a few pounds like in the past few years because of this medication I was on, but other than that. I've always been the same type, same weight, but I've always been, a bigger girl. I've never been real skinny, only when I was younger.
Miss Tasha, you're only a bigger girl because you're big on top. That's
no,
what makes you a bigger
girl. I'm big everywhere.
No, trust me. I've seen you. I've seen your figure. What makes you big is what's on top.
It's your bazookas. Oh, sorry.
No,
wonderful.
I'm big all over, trust me.
Miss Tasha,